Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The United States continues to lead the world in the number of coronavirus infections, with more than 60,000 new cases reported on Saturday. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Department of Health and Human Services Admiral Brett Giroir says more than three dozen states are working to contain new outbreaks.
We are all very concerned about the rise in cases. No doubt about that. And that's why we're meeting regularly. We're surging in assistance. But we are in a much better place.
Giroir says the U.S. is starting to see a leveling of positive cases. But Florida today reported its largest single-day increase, more than 15,000 new cases. Arizona and California are also seeing a surge in new infections. In Houston, lawmakers are calling for the city to reinstate a lockdown order. Texas continues to break records for confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths. Two U.S. Marine bases in Japan are locked down because of a coronavirus outbreak. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Japanese authorities are demanding an explanation and transparency.
Marine Corps Air for Tenmon, Camp Hansen on the island of Okinawa, were locked down after 61 infections were reported last week. At a press conference Saturday, Okinawa Governor Denny Tamaki said he was shocked at what U.S. forces told him about the infections. He added, "We have strong doubts about U.S. measures to prevent the spread of the virus." He noted that some U.S. military personnel had headed downtown or to beaches for 4th of July parties. In a phone call with the head of U.S. forces on Okinawa, Tamaki demanded tougher measures, including stopping the deployment of personnel from the U.S. mainland to Okinawa. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
President Trump is criticizing a privately built border wall project in South Texas. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the stretch of wall near the Rio Grande shows signs of erosion a few months after being built.
President Trump took to Twitter to complain that the privately built border wall was, quote, only done to make me look bad, even though the wall was built after a months-long campaign by the president's supporters. A group calling itself We Build the Wall raised more than $25 million after Congress refused to fund Trump's demands for a border wall. The three-mile section stands much closer to the Rio Grande than the government ordinarily places border barriers. ProPublica and the Texas Tribune reported this week that erosion of the riverbank is threatening the wall's integrity. It was built by Fisher Industries, which has since won a border wall contract from the federal government worth more than $1 billion. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The U.S. Navy says at least 17 sailors were injured after an explosion on a ship in Southern California. The blast occurred at a naval base in San Diego. The fire is under investigation. This is NPR News in Washington. South Africa is reinstating a ban on alcohol sales amid a surge in new coronavirus infections. The government says the move will reduce the volume of trauma patients to free up more hospital beds amid the pandemic. South Africa is also reinstating a nightly curfew and issuing an order requiring facial coverings in public. In Israel, thousands demonstrated in downtown Tel Aviv last night, protesting the Israeli government's handling of the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
About 20% of Israelis are now unemployed, with large sections of the economy shut down for 5 months due to the pandemic. Gyms, wedding venues, and cultural events are currently not operating. Small business owners and self-employed Israelis say the government hasn't done enough to compensate them, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's approval rating has dropped in a recent poll. He's pushing a new stimulus package to hand out more grants and loans, but protesters say they have not gotten enough aid. Now Israel is facing a new surge in virus cases. Demonstrators wore masks but were crowded in a Tel Aviv square. In Jerusalem, city officials broke up a small anti-Netanyahu protest camp next to the prime minister's residence, but protesters quickly set up their encampment again. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Australia says it plans to offer thousands of Hong Kong passport holders in the country a chance to apply for permanent residence. Australia's prime minister says China's new national security law in Hong Kong threatens personal freedom. This is NPR News.